Cheers.
Hi, everyone out there. Hello.
Hello, everybody.
Look over there and over there and over there.
Right there.
Hi. Hi. Love to you up in the cheap seats. It's all free here. What am I saying? Welcome to House Seats Presents. It's Friday.
How y'all doing?
It's Friday night and the weekend's here. I need to unwind. Wait. What was this? Okay, we were talking before the show started. Yeah. First of all, it's Eiler.
Hi.
Eiler.
It's been a while. I'm back.
It's been a while since he's graced his presence in here. We're off to a rocky start this morning.
Oh!
Sia. Let's talk about Sia. No. Sia. There's a Sia concert at Mandalay Bay tonight. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a lucky member of House Seats, you might have a ticket to that show.
Oh, my goodness. Without giving away a single thing.
Boom. I know. I went there. No, but she has that song. It starts at... Somebody sing.
Come on, come on. Turn the radio on. It's Friday night and I won't get...
And that's all we knew.
Hit the dance floor. Hit the dance floor. I got all I need.
I should have worn my Sia wig today, because then you could have done a really great show with me here.
You're right.
You can't see me. You know, I've read a lot about her concert, actually, because we were choosing between, for the weekend here, we're choosing between the Rise Festival, which we'll talk about in a second, out at Moapa.
Uh-huh.
Or Sia.
There's a fun corn maze out there, too.
Yeah, you're right. There is.
Spooky corn maze in Moapa.
I think I'm going to skip the maze. I get a little scared around this time of year.
Reminds me of that Nickelodeon show, Moesha. Moapa. That was a show that followed Moesha.
We have a choice between Sia and Rise Festival, and so Sia. Yeah. But I've read all the reviews of her concert. She has sold out shows at Hollywood Bowl. She has.
Well,
tons.
I was reading some of the descriptions of her show and the concert. It's called the Nostalgic something like the Nostalgic Tour. Something for the Anyway, she's touring with Miguel.
Yes.
Who is an opening act for Sia.
Yeah.
And apparently,
he doesn't cover up his face.
No.
Okay, he actually comes out.
But, speaking of, for all of you that used to do this, I had an older sister, still have one.
I know, she's not.
Growing up, my older sister was a cheerleader in junior high and high school.
Yeah.
And I used to play with her pom-pom.
Of course you did. What did you do?
In a very masculine way. But no, we used to play. We used to put the pom-pom on top of our heads.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And all of a sudden, we looked like Sia.
So that's probably how she got her start.
Yeah.
She probably was a cheerleader, and that's how she decided it'd be better in life if I covered my eyes.
Right, because that's what you do. You get a pom-pom put on your head. There you go. You're Sia.
Question for Keely out there. Do you think Sia needs a makeup artist when she goes out because no one's going to pay any attention to her?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. No. She doesn't even... She's not even... We saw her at... where did we go? iHeartRadio a couple weeks back.
Oh, okay.
And she was off stage the whole show.
Well, that's what she does
one. She's off stage and she had like dancers doing four numbers, which I have to say, my favorite song in the EDM world before I even got into all it was Titanium. So
I
was pretty excited. So,
Chandelier is good, too. But yeah, for this concert at Mandalay, for this tour that she's doing, and I don't know the whole name, is something nostalgic. Anyway, for this concert, she apparently stands like at the corner of this, just a big white square stage.
Yeah.
And she stands at the corner just chilling.
That's what
and
she
like
did
singing her songs with the pom pom on her head.
Yeah.
And while she has dancers go out and do the numbers, and there's like a cool like light effects and things like that that's happening during the concert.
Yeah.
So I love Sia and I think she's brilliant, but I would be interested to see what that looks like with her just
from
like
a production standpoint.
Standing in like, you know, in the
corner. Every review I read from Arizona Republic newspaper to the upcoming Hollywood Bowl concert she has right after Vegas, it all says it's like a stellar, because her voice is amazing.
Well, yeah.
She's like a voice of our time. Like, she's amazing.
In her career, she started doing as a recording artist, and then she took years of hiatus.
Yeah. She wrote
to basically to write
for
stars like Rihanna.
Yeah. Celine Dion.
For Flo Rida.
Uh-huh. Flo Rida.
And
Flo Rida.
Amazing songs that have come out.
Were you trying to rhyme that?
Flo Rida. No, that doesn't work.
Celine Dion. Oh, there you go.
Yeah, there you go.
Buy discount Sia tickets on Sia tickets. Okay. So not only can you get them on our site, possibly, if you're lucky.
You know what's cool about House Seats is that, well, here's a discount site, but if Sia should be available for whatever reason on House Seats or any show, hey, it's free with your House Seats membership.
Bingo.
How about that?
How about that? Mm-hmm. So we're actually going into our 11th anniversary of House Seats, starting like in less than a few weeks here. We celebrate 11 years of doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Not 11 years of doing this. but
no,
pretty close.
But
11 years of 11. Providing people show tickets and mm-hmm. all kinds of love on House Seats exclusive club. Join now.
It's 11-11. Someone's thinking about you.
I know. Is it 11-11 right now?
No.
No, it's not.
It's way past that.
It's 11-11 and Rocky is still
sleeping. It's 12-12.
It's 12-12.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
She's taking a bullwinkle.
A bullwinkle. Mm-hmm. Yes, as we're referencing here, Rocky Brown is supposed to be our guest today from the Rocky Brown Band, but I think she was probably playing a little too late last night, maybe. We love you. We hope you get here. If you don't, you'll get another chance.
But you know what? One of the reasons why we wanted to feature Rocky,
yeah.
And we'll get her on, you know, maybe she's got another gig and she's doing something, somebody needed her for
exactly.
something very important.
Yes.
But one of the reasons why we wanted to feature her on the show, our producer is sleeping.
Apparently. I know. I think Scott's sleeping over on the
because
studio.
Because Rocky, Rocky is very soon going to be featured in one of our brand new latest
yes.
House Seats Presents
yes.
productions.
Do you want to go into this now?
We can do it now, or we can do it later.
Well, I want to remind people of things to do this weekend.
Okay, let's do that first.
The Rise Festival. I know Scott and Rosie put up the picture of the Rise Festival coming up. So this is very similar to what they do in Asia, where they let off lanterns for uh-huh. all kinds of things. You can let them off with things you want to let go of. And they give you two lanterns, I'm guessing. That's what they tell me on the paperwork. And you can write things on them, and you can let them go. And so there's two liftoffs tonight, one at 8 and I think one at 10, out okay. at like Moapa and by Valley of Fire. And so we'll let off the lanterns tonight with a group of us going out there to do that. I myself am letting
That's
off
cool.
my lantern for DW Bistro. I'm going to give the little plug to DW one more time. Our last day at DW Bistro is on Sunday, this Sunday, the 9th, before we close and reopen at the Gramercy in November.
Not so, last day forever.
Not last day forever. You're no. right. No, it's just letting go of a chapter. We've been there for 6.5 years. I'm really mm-hmm. proud of what we've done there. It's a great spot. So we'll no longer be at the Fort Apache location after Sunday, and we will be moved over, hopefully, by the first week of November at the Gramercy, just down the road.
You know
from
what?
The current
Think of
location.
It like a show. Think of it like a show. Because
you're right. All these shows
you know
closing?
What? No. Your first act of your show, of the DW show, happened on Fort Apache.
Yeah.
Right? Now,
so act two.
First act is done, right? Bathroom break. Second act, curtain up.
That's a long potty break, about mm-hmm. 3 weeks taking a shit. So
it's okay.
I can say that.
You've had a lot of jerk chicken.
I have.
And you need to use the restroom. While DW.
I don't even want to go where I thought I was going to go about jerked. We've jerked a lot of chicken there. So let's talk. So. Mm-hmm. Eiler not only works at House Seats and has been there for a while in this 11-year stint of House Seats,
right.
And he joined on, as Andy joined as well, with House Seats Presents. So we are doing shows this year. We have Motown coming up October 22nd at the New York, New York.
Mm-hmm.
We have American Idiot. This is very exciting. American Idiot coming out November 7th, one day before the election.
That's right.
Choose Your Poison November 8th if you want, but, you know, Hillary Clinton's a really good choice. So we're doing American Idiot the night before, so you can party on with us
and
into the night.
Yeah, if there's any Green Day fans out there, Green Day has been yeah. around for decades,
a long time,
right? Mm-hmm. And
I was on my 2K station on
right.
On
I remember being yeah, in yeah. junior high and high school listening to Green
oh,
Day.
Yeah.
I was a big fan.
Yeah.
But American Idiot is actually the title of one of their most recent albums, and the album did so well, had a great response.
Yeah.
They actually transformed it into a full blown Broadway musical.
Yes.
And it's basically
and the Broadway musical came out during the Bush years.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's like you know
the
beginning
George
to
W.
end
years.
Of the album.
Right.
But they created a story. As a through line for the album, and
yeah.
it makes great sense, and it revolves around three main characters.
Yep.
And the cast of characters that surround their lives and their journey.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, it's about a little bit of rebellion mm-hmm. Against the American government and society and all
right.
that. So what better time?
What
to
better
do
time
it?
Right yeah. now? And to and you know what? Everybody's going to be in that mode on that Monday. A little bit of nerves. A little bit of where do I focus this energy? Focus the energy with us. The tickets are only $15.
That's right.
Like, right, yes, $15. At Vinyl, at the Hard Rock. We've been a frequenter of House Seats Presents shows yeah. at Vinyl. They've been a great supporter of us there. So there's two shows. There's a 7 o'clock and 10 o'clock. Tickets are already it's not on sale yet.
They go on Monday.
They go on sale
Monday.
Look at that yeah. timeliness.
So
they go on sale on Columbus Day on Monday. Yes,
as you're getting ready to purchase your tickets for
yes.
Green Day's American Idiot,
yes.
One thing to keep in mind is that with this with this particular show and with all House Seats Presents shows, we handpick cast members and headliners from the very best shows on and off the strip.
Right.
For this particular show, American Idiot, the cast is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
In a good way.
Yeah.
I mean, we have
people. We had auditions just
this
last
weekend. Yeah, we did have
auditions.
This is
lots of good people.
One, we had auditions for this last Thursday and this past Sunday.
Yeah.
And just the caliber of people that came out
to
audition for it were amazing. I mean, people from headlining shows on the Las Vegas Strip are dying to do this show. So the casting has taken place, and I mean, we've got obviously the music for Green Day. We have cast members that are starring in American Idiot directly from the cast of Rock of Ages.
Yeah. Some people that we've had on this very show.
Yeah. I mean, we have people
including the one actually sitting across from me on this show.
I just happen to be
his other hat. That's what I was trying to say. His other hat, besides working at House Seats and marketing, is Eiler as a performer, as we know when he was out at Spring Mountain Ranch this last time doing Memphis when we had talked about that. So you are one of the stars
I was,
of
yeah,
this
I
show.
Was lucky, and I did audition and sang just like everybody else did, and I was lucky enough to be offered the role of Saint Jimmy in American Idiot. And if you guys, if you've never heard of American Idiot and don't know the story, Saint Jimmy actually doesn't exist. He's the figment of the imagination of Johnny, one of the characters in the show, who's played by Brandon Nix.
Okay,
so
we
I
don't
am
know who Brandon Nix is. We've never met him before.
So I am basically the figment of Brandon Nix's imagination that makes him do everything horrible and bad that he shouldn't do. And I also play the same thing in the show.
I'm not interrupting you on that.
Aha!
I just had this Brandon Nix image. I'm like, he's on my shoulder.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Brandon Nix on my shoulder. But so I get to do that. And before just to continue with American Idiot casting, it's just stupid good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've got, like I said, Rock of Ages cast members in the show. We've got people from Baz.
Yep.
In the show, one of the stars of the show is in Baz now.
And we also have Rocky Brown.
That's right, Rocky Brown, who's also in the show.
Rocky Brown. Is there no Rocky Brown?
Speaking of Rocky.
Yeah.
We should probably mention something else.
Yes.
Because this Halloween season here in October.
Look at that segue.
House Seats Presents decided to do something fun and exciting for Halloween. Obviously,
exactly.
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Keely's just
something.
It's the best.
It's a cult classic.
So much fun.
People have loved this for years. Obviously, the original production with Tim Curry is just.
And then they're bringing it back now.
They are bringing it back with
Laverne
her name?
Cox.
Yes, Orange is the New Black.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Right.
Yep. Yep.
So
Emmy winning Laverne Cox.
Absolutely, and I've seen clips of it, and she just looks fantastic.
So we're doing this October
29th.
October 29th at Top
Whatever
Golf.
That Thursday is.
October 29th.
27th is a Thursday.
October 27th at Top Golf. And
Top
if you haven't
Golf,
been to Top
Las
Golf,
Vegas.
They have awesome play. First of all, besides, you know, the driving range that everybody loves to work with, and those little, they have these little donuts that they inject with chocolate. They're so good.
What?
They have like these injectable donut holes, and they bring like a syringe of chocolate, and you just eat them like that.
You can go inject your donuts and hit your balls.
Inject your donut and hit your ball.
At Top Golf.
Exactly. And then see Frankenfurter. Mm-hmm. Frankenweenie is the new Disney movie.
But again,
Frankenweenie.
Again, the House Seats Presents production of Rocky Horror.
Yeah.
Which I also am in.
Oh
my God. So
is there a casting couch for Eiler? I'm feeling like,
no.
You know, he must have auditioned for my cutout over there and laid him down and said, I'm gonna get this part.
No, I did that years ago, but didn't get anything from
it. Is that why my head's broken? I don't know. It's held up by tape. I don't know what happened.
I smacked you around.
I don't want to know what happened to that poor cutout.
I poked you.
I know. We both need refills, I think. That's drinking break, rum.
Yeah. Scotch, please. Yeah.
Scotch and rum.
Scotch is.
Scotch and rum.
The gentleman's beverage. But no, for
a gentleman who puts a pom pom on his head when he was a kid and go, I'm Sia. Before she was Sia.
Hey, mom.
Look who I can do.
Yeah. But no, so let's
focus. Focus on
Rocky
the Frank and
Horror
Weenie,
Picture
Frank and
Show at
show.
Top Golf on October 27th. It's a Thursday.
It's a Thursday. The tickets for that will be available on House Seats Presents later on. They're not on there yet, but they will be available on HouseSeatsPresents.com.
And again, Topgolf, if you haven't been there, yes, you can hit balls and do the driving range thing.
And
but
they have an awesome theater.
A gigantic performance venue called The Yard.
Yeah.
And it is four stories high, as high as the levels of driving range.
Yeah.
And they're all high top tables.
You can watch it from anywhere.
And they all have
space.
Balconies, and you can watch, and they have amazing bands come in. They're having The Wailers the same weekend.
Yeah.
They've just had Blues Traveler, I think 2 weeks ago.
Exactly, yeah.
They're having House Seats Presents now.
Yeah.
And we're going to go and do an amazing concert performance of the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
It's an amazing venue. I mean, look at the service. Look at the level of service. We have Andy coming in.
Look at this.
Oh. Look at you. You brought ice.
Keep talking.
How cute are you? Thank you so much. That's very kind of you. We're talking Topgolf right now, and the venue that is cool.
Yeah.
There he comes. It's like drink
Thank
service.
Thank you, Andy.
I feel like this is the moment on the airplane when it's like, we're going to start with our services.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like, he's going to take money for this now. I think I might have a dollar.
Don't put it in your underpants.
I got a fiver. Here you go.
Oh, there you
Thank
go.
Thank you.
Oh, no.
Thank you for your support.
Oh,
hold on.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Are those green, is that a Green Lantern belt?
It is.
You're hysterical.
Are those Hulk panties?
I wasn't going to make a comment about his panties. Yeah. Feel,
thank you.
That's very kind. Thank you all.
Enjoy,
appreciate it.
Yes.
Cheers. If Rocky comes a knocking, let us know. It's okay.
Maybe Rocky comes a knocking.
Maybe her
car
broke
down.
Then we got to stop talking. Mm-hmm. Ooh. Mm-hmm.
See how that goes? Yeah.
I know.
So, yeah. Pretty much awesome productions happening. Motown.
Yeah.
Is all
so the Motown
all
show,
of your favorite Motown
October
artists.
October 22nd, run by Jason Allen, the very funny and crazy
fantastically
Jason.
Fabulous.
You can look up
Jason
his show
Allen.
We did here a few weeks back. It was one of, I don't even know if we covered anything.
Well, no, you just talked about,
we just
being,
talked about
being,
you know,
fantastic.
Penises or something. I'm not
but
sure.
No, Jason.
Those tickets are $10 for Motown.
Only $10.
At the Times Square Bar at New York
very,
on Saturday afternoon.
Your most favorite and beloved Motown hits.
Yeah.
Now, Jason Allen, and I was here when you had him on the show in the audience.
Yeah.
And one thing I will say, I have had the chance to do a few concerts with Jason.
Yeah.
And one thing I will say about Jason, and I respect Jason so much because in a town of entertainers, Jason is not only a performer, but a true entertainer and artist.
Yeah.
He connects.
And he's kind.
He's so nice, and he connects with an audience in a way that not many people know how to do.
Yeah.
Just by getting up on stage. I mean, lots of people can get up on stage and sing.
Yeah.
But not many people can make you actually feel like they are there just for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Legends like Sinatra did that.
Sure.
People say, Sinatra, I felt like he was singing a song just for me.
He can command the room.
But Jason does that. Yeah. He has that ability.
Well, he was with us when we did the show over there before for Rat Pack.
Oh, stuff. It was the Rat Pack show. Yeah, at the piano bar.
And he did a wonderful, wonderful job. But he really does command the audience.
Yeah.
And so that will be another one for the ages. And this will be part of the side by side series that we've done. There'll be other upcoming shows on that side. We're producing a lot of shit, aren't we? We're not
there.
Shit
he is
bad. We're producing.
There's Jason.
Oh, that's a horrible photo of me, Scott.
But I will say that
look how big my beard was.
I was just gonna say his beard got smaller.
Oh my god. Who is that mountain man on my left side of my screen? That's disgraceful. Talking fast. Oh my god.
It's like full on lumberjack Bryce.
I also need to work on my posture. That's disgraceful too. Oh my god. You see, clearly I don't watch my own episodes at the end. I'm like, oh right, I'm fine.
You guys, what's happening
what's
to
happening?
Bryce?
Hi.
Oh my god.
Oh, wonderful. Rocky's on her way. That's good. Well, we might be done by the time she gets here, but
that's okay.
It's A for effort.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
She can get here and have a drink.
She's also in American Idiot. She's also one of the leads of the show, too, correctly? Yes. Okay, very good. We're plugging her. We can plug some of her photos, and you know, she can wave on the way out. Rocky Brown, first of all, I'm really proud of her as a performer because, you know, a year ago when they did a Life is Beautiful promotion for a local band to win a spot at during Life is Beautiful, they won a spot. She was also for a long time at the Red Rock. Now she has shows at the old Matt Goss, the Gossy Room. Now it's called the Barge.
The Cleopatra's
Barge. Well, it used to be called Cleopatra's Barge.
Now
it's called the Barge.
Oh, okay.
And it was Gossy Room when he was there, and now his show's over. And so she's in there with Dave Perico and Strings. Mm-hmm. What's it called? Pop Strings?
Mm-hmm.
Pop Strings. So she's there. And Zoe Bowie's playing there. Oh, Chris Phillips. I was going to say Chris Brown. That's not. Chris Brown's another guy.
Chris, no.
Chris Brown!
Not the same. No. Ow!
I'm wearing camouflage. You didn't see me.
Right. Bryce is just a floating head today.
I'm just camouflaged today.
Nobody can see what's going on beneath his head.
You cannot see me. Mm-hmm. You do not know.
Another thing about Rocky Brown. Mm-hmm. So I remember Rocky Brown was a guest performer when we did Alanis Morissette.
She did our encore of Uninvited.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And I have a great memory.
And there she is. There in she our is. PR.
Great show. Memory of Rocky Brown. She showed up, I believe, with her mother.
Yeah.
And we were at House of Blues.
Yeah, yeah.
And she came to the stage door, and the security would not let her in.
Yeah.
I had the wristbands. So I came out from the green room I said hello to Rocky and her mother, and I gave them both a wristband and let them in. And talking about people who are genuinely nice and genuinely just humble and honest about their passion for performing.
Yeah.
She's another one.
Well, she's a hardworking gal in the industry too. I mean, she's with a whole bunch of hardworking gals in that photo, but yeah, she's been a lot of places. She has her own CDs out too. Mm-hmm. I think you can find those on iTunes as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's on iTunes. Probably.
And I'm sure if on her Facebook page too.
Did you let her know she's singing when she comes in the door? First thing she's going to do is pipe a note right into that camera. Yeah. She has to redo her audition for American Idiot right here on this stage. Mm. Sorry, Rocky. You're in Rocky Horror.
I am in Rocky Horror.
On October 27th.
Playing Brad.
So that is if. Yeah.
Bradley.
Bradley. Mm-hmm.
Damn it, Janet.
I love that show. The last time that was performed here, I believe, was for Golden Rainbow when you had the walk-on role from Wicked after that.
Yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the cast of Wicked had done a Rocky Horror, so now we're doing it. No one has done it in a long time. American Idiot was recently done at the Smith Center, but it's been a couple years since they did
the
show.
That was the national tour that came in. Yeah, it's part of the Broadway series.
Ours is going to rock.
You know, speaking of the Broadway series and the House Seats team getting out and seeing things.
Oh, yes.
This past...
what did you do?
This past
Sunday. I always talk about what I do. I'm sorry. I'm so selfish. What did you do?
Well, I'll tell you. I had a whole Carol.
What an asshole I am.
I had a whole Carol King day.
Oh,
so this past Sunday,
I just thought of a pom pom again in your head.
I put a pom pom on my head and I went to the Smith Center.
Uh huh.
And no, I saw our friend Michelle Johnson.
Yeah.
Oh, at the Cabaret Jazz, and she did her Tapestry music of Carol King, and she was
her
it
Carol
was fantastic.
King.
Yeah.
At the same time, while Beautiful was happening in
so Michelle's show was a. I believe a 3 o'clock show.
Uh-huh.
So it was a matinee or afternoon show.
Okay.
And it was great because there were so many people in the audience from the entertainment community there to support her and lots of friends, you know, hugging each other, and it was great. Camaraderie in the audience is always awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and of course she did amazingly. I mean, it was just
her
a beautiful
awesome.
Show. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what do people call her? John Katz was there to introduce the show, and he called her, I believe, the first lady of jazz in Las Vegas.
Nice.
And it's true. I mean, she's one of those people that can do whatever she wants with her instrument, with
musically,
her voice.
Yeah.
So she's fantastic. So we took a slight dinner break, and then we went back to see Beautiful.
Oh, wow. It was a Carole King immersive day.
And that was closing night.
Okay. What
was cool about, the show, and I've heard Carole King's music, but I'm not a fan some people are.
Right, right.
So it was cool for me to be reminded of all these songs that you did. Like, Carole King wrote that? She wrote that?
Yeah.
Are you serious? So just a reminder of the contribution she's had to music.
Yeah. It's huge.
And to hear and watch the story of her life.
Yeah. And does it play very much like that when you see like a Jersey Boys? I mean, it's based on their life and how
history,
they made it in music.
That's exactly
and
right.
Interweave the songs with it.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah.
She was here. She was here a few years back at the Coliseum. She did shows at the Coliseum.
Okay.
Carole King did.
It was nice. I mean, Beautiful is right. It was a beautiful show.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, The music was great. The arrangements were great.
Yeah.
The voices in the show, I mean, obviously.
Right.
The woman who played Carole King was amazing.
Yeah.
But the supporting cast was equally as talented. I mean, it was a really great show. And
What was nothing really bad about going to the Smith Center either. It's like, ugh, it's so
beautiful.
And for
a closing night for the performance, they had, I don't know what you call it, a teleprompter or something for the deaf audience.
Oh, okay, sure.
Over on the audience left, downstage right.
Yes.
But yeah, so you could, and what was neat about that is that I could read the lyrics if I missed anything. I could read the lyrics while I was listening to it.
Yeah.
Because sometimes when you have a visual, when you get to read something along with hearing something, it means more.
Yeah. Well, sometimes you can't understand what the singer says sometimes.
True.
You know?
Yeah, that's what I mean. So
that would be actually really interesting to be able to see the lyrics right up front about what the song means and what she said and what actually the words are.
And such a powerful moment is the way the show ended, just with Carole King walking out on stage and playing by herself. What was it, at the Grammys the award show that she came out and just herself by herself on stage at a grand piano. Yeah.
She's a powerhouse.
Yeah,
she is. That's definitely. Yeah. I mean, and for the amount of shows that are done on based on like not Green Day particularly, but the shows based on performers' lives, you know, we just recently closed Jersey Boys and, you know, the show, I mean, there were a lot of Nick was in the audience and then Frankie Valli was in the audience at the last performance. I mean, this was their life and they let other people perform it. And I'm sure they sit back and probably, I'm sure if, you know, Carol's was very involved in the show, you sit back and watch somebody play you.
Oh, sure.
Who would play Eiler? Who would play Eiler?
Well, Andy?
Andy would play me, obviously.
Leo Butts? Who would play Eiler again? Who's?
Norbert?
Norbert, Leo, is that his name?
No, I think I would play him. I think that's a...
So, casting couch for Eiler, for Norbert. Who would play you in your ideal world?
Who would play me?
Who would play
me?
You? If they were doing a music about Eiler, who would play you?
Denzel. Samuel L. Jackson. Yeah.
Denzel. Mm-hmm. Denzel. How about you, Andy? Who would play you? Samuel.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. From Pulp Fiction, Sam? Uh-huh. It's a terrible audience of white people.
I was reminded just now.
Keeley, who would play you?
Yep. You know what?
Bill Cosby. No.
I got to meet. I met Felicia Rashad.
Uh huh. How did we get there?
Well,
just kidding.
The audience.
I know.
Yeah. What were the awards that we used to work at Mandalay?
The Urban Awards, which turned into the Neighborhood Awards I see his face. How Family Feud host guy.
Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey. Those
That's
awards.
Right.
Neighborhood Awards.
Awards. Yeah, yeah. I worked the carpet, the blue carpet.
Exactly. Yeah.
For that event one year, and as a person who's employed to help basically, I was also an escort. So the stars from the green room need to be escorted to the stage.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
At MGM is where it was, not Mandalay, and I was an escort for Felicia Rashad.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And I just turned to her. She had her hand or her arm, and I said, "I just have to tell you, I'm such a huge fan, and I've watched you since I was little."
Yeah.
And she was like, Oh, child, thank you.
That's a very good impression.
Mm-hmm. Let the record show.
Mm-hmm. For the record. You know, she was the best on The Cosby Show. Oh,
absolutely.
She was the sternest mom. She was so much fun. My mom took cues from her. So I know. Well, Rocky Brown has not come to our show today, but we love her anyway. She'll probably be walking the door as we now sign off with our whiskey and our rum to a weekend, whether that's Sia, whether that's the Rise Festival, whether you go Rise on your own, whatever you do, have a good time, be safe. We'll see you soon. Bye.
Cheers all.